Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Klein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon throws towards second. Strickland fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Strickland. Busby moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball four. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fitzgerald moves to second. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Fitzgerald scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-1 in the game. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. McDermott moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive towards short. Klein catches it and throws to first to double up Kiner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. Seavers is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-2 in the game. Orovets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels scores. Orovets moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Jesse Leffen pinch hits for Bobby Klein. Jesse Leffen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leffen hits a line drive towards first. Altobelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Snyder now playing shortstop. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McDermott. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. McDermott steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horovitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Horovitz reaches second base with a double. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Altobelli moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Juan Delis pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Juan Delis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.